What happened at Fraser Mills when the Depression hit? Was it felt bad?
Oh, very badly. I just felt we were lucky to have a job. And at that time, he was typing, he was doing everything. I mean, he was able to run his own department. I think he had one man working with him, but it ended up that he was on his own. And the newsletter, you know, it was very sad. So many people were let out right away. I think the mill went through a very, very strenuous time. But because my husband had been so conscientious and was never complained, always, nothing was too much for him to do for his job. He was, you know, he just carried on there. We were very fortunate. He came home and said that he had this 40% cut in his salary beginning tomorrow. But we had a job, so I just felt we were very fortunate.
So that was your reaction when he came home?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was just very, very grateful and thankful because I still felt that we'd be able to help other people who were out of work.
There was quite a nasty strike then, wasn't there?
Well, that strike didn't come on till later on. Oh. And again, because my husband was so conscientious and so interested in all parts, he was the one man that wasn't out of he was out of work for 1 week, and the others people were out for weeks at a time. But he was he was catching up on his own work and then helping out with doing other things. He was very good at figures. He was really quite a clever person.
So he was in the office then?
Yes, he was in the office, yeah. That's right.
He moved up from being an invoice clerk?
He had more help given to him. And when things came back, and then you see, I can't remember, this is it, I wasn't interested. But at any rate, and when they were taken over by Crown Zellerbach, it really boomed then. And he had his own office, and I don't know, he had a big staff under him after that.
Yeah.
But, that was...
So he came home with a 40% cut, and you had to then start keeping house on 40% less.
That's right.
How did you manage to do that?
Oh, we managed... I was just so happy that we just cut our cloth a little more carefully, that's all, and always seemed to have enough that we could help other people, and it was a daily occurrence that people came to the door and asked for food, and I was always able to help other people.
Who were most of the people who came to the
door? Well, I think they were just transients. I think they were young men. That was what used to upset me so much. And I think that a lot of them would probably had been looking in Westminster and probably came in. And there were people that really wanted to work.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't just people looking for a handout. There were people that were really hoping that they could do something. But I know they used to want to chop wood. Well, I love chopping wood myself, and so did my husband. And so I would just give them the quarter and say, well, actually, we do everything ourselves.
Were many of the people in the area around where you were living unemployed?
Oh, yes. There were a lot of people that didn't have jobs. And, they had, I think they had this welfare in Burnaby that they used to go and go to the municipal hall, and they got help there. But most times it wasn't adequate,
yeah,
because Burnaby was having a dreadful time getting by.
So did neighbors help each other?
Oh yes. Everybody would, help as much as possible, and they were helping relatives. I mean, everybody needed, so many people needed help. So it was a case of everybody helping.